Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, im Sechtes Arle, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, Tavshel. Here we have food. Shebishli, that was cooked, Beklipe Arla. What does it mean? You cooked it with the shells of Arla? It means you cooked it on a fire. And what was the fuel for this fire? The shells of the Arla. Sagt der Mishnah Yedalek. This food has to be burnt. And here we come to a Yisai, the Batanura tells us, and there are big sugyas about this in the Gemara, maybe you remember from Masechtas Pesachim. But our Tana holds yesh shvach etzim betavshel, and also yesh shvach etzim bepas. Which means that the tavshel is getting better because of the fire. And the fire is fueled by the wood. So the wood is making the tavshel better. In this case, it's not wood, it's the shells. But that's called having hana. There's a machlokes rishonim, whether this is or no is min ha-toiro or mid rabbanon. Vayter zakta Mishnah. So let's say, by mistake, I used for fire fuel klipe arla. I said, oops, you mean I have to burn this now? So I set it aside, and now got mixed up with other food. Nesarev b'cherim, this tavshil got mixed up with other tavshilim that are mutter. Zakta Mishnah, well, how many other ones? If you have 200 other ones, then yalev echad masayim, then it becomes batel. Because this tavshil is not called a davar chashiv, it would be batel according to everybody. Even according to Reb Meir, who was machmir, by a colored baguette that got mixed up, or even a colored thread, he would be maida here. Then if you have 200 times the amount of heter, it would become batel.